Hello and welcome. You are listening to For the Love of Dog, a podcast for all things related to dogs, just in case the title wasn't clear enough. I'm Kerry Jordan, a professional dog photographer, whippet enthusiast and serial dog cuddler.
Hi all, thanks so much for joining me on Dog Photographer Snippets. Today I have Debbie Humphreys from Red Hound for Dogs with me. I've been photographing for Debbie for a few years now and it's been amazing watching her designs grow and change. And considering the farcical Facebook lives we've done together, this should be fun. So big welcome to Debbie, my first ever visitor on the podcast. For those, why don't you say a bit more about your amazing business?
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for being letting me be your first ever guest. Okay, so Red Hound for Dogs. We are basically a whippet attire company. We make clothes for whippets so they can be happy and they can do whatever they want in their lives, run free, walk nicely, chase squirrels, whatever they want to do in our clothes. They're practical, they're stylish, always stylish. And they're all handmade in our Kent barn or close by to our Kent barn.
And when you say doing whatever whippets want to do with George's history, that's rolling in fox, right?
Yeah, quite right. Yes. Sharing life with two-year-olds is completely different to sharing life with two oldies, as I did before when I started the business and when I first met you.
Yeah, but that's great, though, because it does mean that some of your designs have changed to accommodate younger dogs.
Oh, completely and utterly. George and Winnie have completely inspired me in a different direction. When Bruno was inspiring me, he was an older dog. He'd got past all his naughty shenanigans. He didn't roll in fox. He just walked nice and gently next to me, plodded next to me like a lovely old gentleman. And then George came along and, yes, his forte is rolling in enormous amounts of fox poo. So shall we say there's a lot more washable coats in the range now than there ever used to be.
Bless him. I do like following his antics, though. He's hilarious, as is Winnie. Okay, so Debbie, what I'd like to do with you is a quick fire round.
Okay.
Some are business related, some are personal, and try not to think too hard about the answers.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And by the way, Debbie has no idea what these questions are going to be, so we'll see how this goes. Okay, first one, gin or sherry?
Sherry.
How many hats do you have?
Lots.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
What was your favourite book growing up?
Oh, Jane Eyre.
Oh, blimey. Town or country?
Country.
Relaxing holiday or action holiday?
Action.
Ooh. Who has been your biggest inspiration to date?
Ooh, that's interesting. I think probably someone like Laura Ashley, who started on her kitchen table making items and built it into an enormous empire. Somebody like Anita Roddick, she did the same thing with Body Shop. So those kind of female entrepreneurs have really been my business inspiration.
Oh, amazing. Knitting or sewing?
That's really hard. Probably sewing.
Yeah, I knew that one.
I shouldn't say that with the new paperback book coming out in August, but hey ho. Yeah, so I really had to choose one or the other. It would be sewing.
Okay, I knew that was going to be difficult for you. Describe yourself as a teenager in three words.
Oh, crikey. Well, as I was as a teenager.
Yeah.
Petulant. Determined. I expect they probably mean the same sort of thing. And obsessed with the Bay City Rollers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm learning something new every day. Sweet or savoury?
Savoury.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. If you could trade places with anyone at any time, who would it be and why?
Oh, William Morris, for sure.
Who's William Morris?
Who,
should I know that?
Kerry, you need to be ashamed of yourself, lady. William Morris, there's a very famous quote from William Morris that I try to live by. And basically it is, have nothing in your homes that you do not believe to be beautiful or know to be useful. Or it might be know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. But basically, he was the centre of a massive arts and crafts movement in the late 1800s. And he really believed in going back to the proper craftsmanship. And you know, he did build an empire basically, but I adore his designs to this day, and I adore the movement of the arts and crafts. So I think, gosh, if I could be anybody, without having any time to think about it, yeah, he comes to mind, William Morris.
And why do you think you trade places with him in particular?
I think I'd trade places with him because he had access to so many crafts that are probably, you know, much rarer now. And he was able to let those craftspeople perform their crafts to the best of their ability, and make it accessible to the public. And he was a bit of a, you know, how do we say it? He was anti the Industrial Revolution. He was the opposite of everything the Industrial Revolution stood for. He was, you know, anti mass market, and I think we're coming back to those values now, funnily enough. You know,
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look him up properly when we
I can lend you a few books. I've got several.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. Why Whippets?
I had a Whippet cross growing up. We got from the dog pound for a fiver. A little black dog called Pitch, and I think that's where it all started. She had a wonderful character. She was fast. She was just a joy to have. A lovely, lovely dog. And she lived to a good old age. And then really what sealed it was I was in the vets one day with my cat, funnily enough, going back, I don't know, 16 years now, probably. And the chap in the waiting room had a little blue whippet on his lap, a little puppy. And it was from then on, it's like, I have to have one now. I have to have one.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for blues, as you know.
I do.
So do George and Winnie have one of everything in the Red Hound range, or do you have to restrict them?
They don't have one of everything because, as you know, they both like to roll in the smelly stuff. So they don't either. Neither of them possess a wax coat because they're not washable. And no, they don't have everything in the range. I think they probably have most of the fleece colours.
It's starting to rival my guys now.
Yeah, but I do try very hard to restrict myself, but that's simply because we don't have room. But once I've rearranged that cupboard, it could all change.
Everything goes.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your biggest frustration in business?
Oh, my biggest frustration in business. Okay, gosh, that's a good one.
Don't think hard.
No, I know. I think my biggest frustration to date has actually been not being able to find the skilled staff that I needed to help me.
Yeah.
And one of my big frustrations has been that people have to wait so long for, say they order a wax coat and we don't have it in stock. They have to wait up to 10 working days. And that really frustrates me because I would like to deliver that within 5 days.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's been my biggest frustration to date.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But yes, but I have actually in the last 3 months, I have found some incredible people to help me. So I now have 6 sewers and I have 2 cutters. And what? So
the world
going for that world domination.
And on the back of that, what is your biggest joy in your business?
Oh, every time something goes out, I know, and I know that the dog's going to be happy because of it. And when I get a picture popping up on my Instagram feed, that's got to be the best joy for me.
Oh, that's amazing. What makes your brand unique?
I think what makes us unique is I'm quite design led. My background is fashion, ladies fashion, evening wear, bridal wear, top end high tailoring for ladies. And I think because I have a super, super pattern cutter, my old business partner, Andrea, who, of course, you've met several times, I can produce coat designs that I don't think anybody else can quite achieve. Now, that might sound really arrogant. I hope it doesn't. But
No, I think you've got a winning formula.
I think, yeah, so we're able to get a fit that is superior to quite a lot of other whippet coats that are out there. And also, I just think the combination of our ladies wear experience we put into the dog coat, so we're quite good with different collars. You know, the body you can't do much about, but we can do quite unique details. I love contrasting fabrics. All the things that I loved when I was making special occasion wear. So, and Andrea's the same. So we've both got the same sort of passion.
And you're actually, you're progressing your brand into women's wear now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We've dipped our toe in the water with some ladies' coats, as you know.
Truly at one occasion.
Absolutely. And so that's definitely going to increase this year. I'm also going to be introducing ladies stripy t-shirts.
I'm so looking forward to that soon.
I think I hope to have some stock made for our Happy Hound Day. So so that's great. But I probably won't venture further than that, I don't think.
Well, we'll see. I reckon some things will change in a few years.
Okay. Well, we shall see. Only time will tell. I mean, it's quite difficult when you've been a ladies' wear producer, and I've been doing dog wear for 9 years now, and there's still a part of me that misses the ladies' wear. So I think sort of the coats give me a real buzz because it's back to my roots, if you like. So, yeah, watch this space.
Actually, I've just thought of something on the back of one of your other questions, actually, with regards to finding it difficult to get the staff for your sewing. Do you think that there'll be people that it will be easier in the coming years with things like the Great British Sewing Bee making sewing more popular again?
That's a very interesting question. I don't think so, sadly. I think for home sewers, yes, I think that the Sewing Bee is fantastic. And if it inspires a young generation to learn how to sew, go on to college to learn how to sew. But for the skill level that's required to sew professionally, there just are not, you know, they're not the young people being trained. I had quite a long discussion about this with Kate at Make It British. And there is apparently a scheme where I might be able to get an apprentice in from a local college. So I definitely want to look into that because somebody gave me a chance when I was very young. And I think I'd like to do the same for somebody else, because my opinion is basically if you can sew, you'll never be out of work. Because people always need someone to sew. So it's been a great career choice for me, and it's been a fantastic skill to have. So I would love to help, you know, or maybe go into a college and help them, show them how you can make a career out of it, because that's the other thing.
It's kind of paying it forward.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think we're done.
Okay.
Well done.
Excellent. That wasn't too painful.
So, Debbie, why don't you tell people where they can find you on Instagram and the likes?
Okay, they can find me at Red Hound for Dogs on Instagram. It's the same on Facebook, Red Hound for Dogs, and the website's redhoundfordogs.com. So, there you go.
Brilliant. thank you very much for being my first ever visitor.
Oh, thanks for having me and testing out the quickfire question thing. I think it's a really good format, and that, yes,
do it. I know, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, do it to all of your guests.
I'm going to try. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. And just on one of the things that Debbie has said, we have our Happy Hound Day in Fernhurst on the 14th of April. This is usually quite hound specific because that's the dogs that we have, but you can check it out on Facebook if you want to come, and we hope to see you there. Thank you again for joining me on Dog Photographer Snippets. I hope to see you again soon. Take care.